tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Beyonce up in here. Let's go, guys.
Woo!
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, Nino, go. Oh, lights. You got lights.
Oh.
This is like my go-to after this movie.
I love that.
Okay, my bad.
Hey, everyone. It's a party up in here, of course, but we can't expect anything else. Thank you so much for tuning into AfterBuzz TV. We are here to talk about the season premiere of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Ooh, a lot of craziness that went on tonight. We are recapping this a day later, though, so thank you for tuning in. And just know we will be doing it a day later because some of you might get confused. Mm-hmm. The episode was called Josh Just Happens to Live Here.
So happens to.
Just a coincidence. And if you guys haven't yet, definitely subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. Make sure to check us out on iTunes. We're on all social media as well. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We might get a Snapchat soon. I don't know about Snapchat. But hey, I'm going to share that idea. I'm your host, Kanika Lal. Did you guys see what I did there? Follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lal. Where can they find my lovely co-host for tonight?
And I'm your host, Trinae Todd. Yeah. And you better hit me up on Twitter and Instagram because we can talk. Hit me up on your girl, Trinae.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera. And I'm not from West Covina, but I am from SoCal, and this episode was ridiculous.
Yes. You have a lot of SoCal references that I'm sure
have
you
so much we can talk about, definitely.
Well, honestly, obviously, the first thoughts, the show, what were your reactions, and who are your favorite characters?
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Crazy.
Hands down, right?
I feel like she's going to do some crazy things this season surrounding this Josh guy.
It's nuts. So. I love Hot Mess Rebecca. That she is perfect for this show. Josh is dope. It's nice to see diversity in casting. Right? Shout out to UCW for doing that. Thank you. But I think I really like Paula.
I know.
Paula.
I love her.
The senior paralegal is amazing.
It's like, why was she so obsessed with even stalking her? Like, what was her motive, you know?
She
like,
loved
that'd be
her. She's,
I know.
She's cute. I want to be her friend.
Right?
Kind of. Like,
she's probably like, this is my territory. You just can't come up here from Yale and Harvard and be like, I'm in California now.
Exactly. That's a good point. Well, I do actually want to just take a little bit of time to talk about how the show was created because it was very interesting. Rachel Bloom, the girl who plays Rebecca, she was actually making music videos on YouTube. That's how she got noticed. None other than YouTube. So, actually, I went to Paley Fest, as I told Nino, and I interviewed Rachel Bloom and the creator, Alan Brosh McKenna, who also created Devil Wears Prada. And Alan was just telling me that she saw an animated video that Rachel did, and she actually liked her writing.
Wow.
Then she saw all her other musical videos, and she's like, you know what? Called them this girl. They wanted to make it a movie. Instead, they made it a show, and it was supposed to be on Showtime. Then it went on CW.
Yeah, we need to start creating more YouTubes.
Right? That's like
seriously
a motive out there to do your own thing, I guess, on YouTube.
That is so cool, and I want to see the movie, so I hope.
Well, they made
it
into
that.
A show, but originally it was supposed to be a movie. But imagine if they made it into a movie after all that.
That would be awesome.
I think we just witnessed something that's going to be big. I think this is going
to
be
big. They need to have a video game, too. Be heard, like, hiding in the trash can each time. Like
an app?
Yeah, an app, or every time you see Josh, and then you
like
have to, like,
Josh.
That's witty. I like that.
So, let's get the app and let's get the video game.
Yeah, let's get those rolling,
guys.
Do you
see that, y'all? We're giving you ideas. Make that money.
All right, well, let's start off with a very appealing scene of Rebecca looking very attractive.
Right?
In camp, right?
Super awkward, 2005 camp awkward, right?
But weren't we all in camp? No, actually, I don't really know.
I went to science camp when I was in sixth grade.
There you go.
I didn't go to camp, but awkwardness where Sly Park in sixth grade. That was a weekend camp thing. But no, she She was crazy because from the moment that you see Josh and Rebecca, you realize that she was, like, working way too hard for the relationship. Mm-hmm. And guys always come with excuses when they want to break up. And from the moment she started talking, he was, like, so annoyed. And it just looked like he just wanted to tune her out.
It's like opposites attract, though, right? It was funny. He was attracted to something in the beginning. And, you know, and it ensued that they had some really good... a really good time at whatever camp that they were at.
For those two months,
right? Because she was in love with
him. She was infatuated.
Yes.
That's what she was. But, like, he was such a bro, Josh.
Josh was definitely, like, a bro.
You're just too dramatic for me. Like, obviously, like, she's a talker, right. That one. But dramatic. He couldn't handle it.
No, but he's super California.
Yeah.
So chill. And she was like, ah! Like, he was just like...
Right. We ride the waves.
Seriously.
Away from you.
The messed up part was when she said she loved him, and then he was like, thanks for that.
Yeah, right?
That's like the worst thing ever when a woman tells a man that she loves him, and he says that. I don't know.
Like, I'm sure that scene must have, you know, resonated with a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. Like, they've all been through that. Whether you're a girl or a boy.
Oh, definitely.
The receiving side is always like, yeah, I don't know what to say. You know?
You know, guys have emotions too, ladies.
Yeah, don't underestimate that. So then we get... so that was 2005. We get 10 years later, and she's actually waking up in a very nice-looking place.
Right.
Look at her, a career woman.
A lawyer already.
A lawyer already. Already about to get a promotion. Yet we see that she's not happy.
No.
At all. When was the last time you were happy?
That butter ad, though.
Damn butter ad was, like, everywhere.
I was like... this is what happy feels like.
Right.
But you could see on her computer screen that she had kind of some websites pulled up about how can you sleep or...
right, sleep deprivation.
100 ways deprivation. To die when you have sex.
Yeah, that one too.
Let's look that
CW, up. CW, you are doing the most for this prime time.
Yeah, seriously. I know, right?
But I'm not mad at you.
So we can kind of get a sense that, you know, this girl has some past anxiety and depression.
Right.
Which actually, we will talk about that later because it brings a really, like, they really contrast light and dark in this mm-hmm. episode, you know? Like, even though she is really depressed and there's a reason why she's acting the way she is, they make it so lighthearted.
They do.
Right. The pills, throwing the pills down the scene.
Yeah.
She should have had a paper bag. And she just needs to carry a paper bag with her so she can be like... because she's just over the top. Right. Or she needs to smoke some weed or she needs
I feel like that would make her so paranoid.
She's in California. She could now.
Maybe, she could now. Yeah.
Maybe that's why she dumped it in the sink.
Maybe.
Future episodes.
I know, right? We're predicting that now. And also the role of the mom in this episode. She's just like, we don't see her in the beginning, even though we hear her talking, and then we see her on the phone. It's just like, I wonder if we're going to actually see this mom, or is she just someone who is even worse?
Do you have a parent like that?
No.
Oh, I mother, don't. Sorry to say this, but yes. Paranoid, always on my ass for things, but then...
she's a mom.
She's a mom, and she cares about me. But yeah, what about you guys?
I feel like my dad is like that sometimes.
You're saying it so like,
you know...
Dad, I love you, though.
I know, right? Yeah.
Or, you know, my grandpa, but in the end, you know... it's I think like, all my mom, too, is like that, mm-hmm. too.
I'm surprised, you know, like, coming from, like, Asian-American background... I thought my parents were going to be super strict on me as we grew up, but they gave me space. Like, they totally gave me space, and it was nice, but then there were still, like, there's rules to hand. You know, yeah. There's rules to whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I had an okay, like, upbringing, but I'm the only child, so, you know, there was a spotlight, so it had to be really good.
Right, you had, yeah, definitely. But no, my mom isn't as over the top as this mom is.
Yeah,
like,
no,
this
yeah.
mom is, there. Like, seems kind of... crazy, and she seems like she puts a lot of pressure on Rebecca, hence why Rebecca would be taking antidepressant pills, because her mom seems like she's driving her up the wall.
That's actually a really good point. Maybe her mom did play a bigger role. We might see a little bit more of that uncovering a character
later on.
The suicide
attempt?
Yeah, that she... I know.
Crying out for help.
Exactly. Well,
dark side and happy. Okay.
Let's talk about this job that she gets junior promotion of. Man. And, like, it would be, like, I'm assuming she's 25.
She's pretty young.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
She's very young.
And already, what a prominent role. Yet, she thinks about it and she's just like, that still doesn't make me happy.
Right.
She has to go outside and she's, like, sitting in an alleyway and praying to God. What would she say? She's like, I pray to God, but I believe in science.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
But what was crazy about this is that this, a lot of millennials that watch the show are going to really like it because, you know, millennials, we like to choose what makes us happy versus the older generation always having to have a nice job to pay the bills or for security. But for her, she was like, I want to be happy. And that's kind of like where we are as millennials. We want to be happy.
Right. That should just be the case with everyone, you know? Did you guys, like, did that story that goes around, like, a teacher asked a student to fill some assignment?
And what happened? Like,
what do you want to be in life? The student goes, I want to be happy. The teacher goes, you didn't understand the assignment. Student goes, you don't understand life.
Ooh!
But that's so true. Like,
that's right. Ooh. God.
But yeah, follow your happiness.
That's a little Jerry Springer moment right there. Like, or Maury, like, ooh, I'm not the daddy.
But yeah, again, she sees the whole butter sign, and it points to none other than Josh, who she went
with.
Still a bro.
Where is this music coming from, though? The music that's playing in her head, right? And she hears it. I like, you know, like, does anyone else hear? Because I'm like, where is this coming from?
I know, right? Like,
I don't know.
But I, for once, think that Josh was trying to dodge her.
She's
like, oh my gosh, Josh, this is weird, this is crazy. And he's just like, well, oh, do you want to go for drinks? Oh, well, I'm actually moving. Like, that's the worst thing ever.
But he did say that she was hot, though.
Yeah.
Now she's hot.
Now she's
hot.
Oh, man.
I love how he was also like, you know, New York is a rat race. After 8 months, I gotta leave. Eight months, bro? Come on.
8 months.
He didn't have no job. No. He probably was couch surfing.
I know, right?
So he didn't have nothing else better to do but go back to West Covina.
That's going to be a thing now, right?
It is totally going to be a thing. Until it's a new song. But yeah, for that, for now, it's that. So then, yeah, obviously, she follows her happiness. Tells the boss, yo, I'm peacing out. Decides to move to West Covina.
We learn later on that that's a half a mil salary job.
Yes!
Like, $548,000, if I remember correctly. Like, that's a lot of money!
She walked away for a lot of money, but at the end of the day, happiness, money. What's more
that's
important?
I know.
Oh, man. And then I love we get this first introduction, right? It goes into this the first musical piece, I guess. I love how we only see actually two songs, which I thought they would do more, but I guess in an hour slot.
Three songs. The end, the end was a continuing.
Ending was a continuing of West Covina, but this first element was like kind of like she was a Disney princess, right?
Yeah.
Like I think of Beauty and the Beast when Belle goes out and goes like, "Hello."
Were you waiting for like birds to come?
Like birds are chirping.
Her dress all of a sudden changes
to
and
glitter.
Like she's to glitter, but she's going to West Covina and like there's like homeless people on the street and like she's like greeting them and I don't know. It was funny. It was a sketch musical.
So excited.
So you SoCal folks, I'm gonna.
You need to tell us,
really
you know.
Quick. So I'm the only like true SoCal one on this panel. They've lived here in California for a while though, so shout out to moving out here. They work hard. Transplants always work hard when they come out here. I'm serious. Have you not heard that term?
No, people, actually.
This is what I tell people from SoCal all the time or LA all the time. I was like, you need to work extra hard because the people who come here have drive and fire and they will take your job like this.
Oh, so wow.
Get it together, y'all. In this case, so Rebecca, she's fine. She's good. She doesn't care. She just wants Josh.
Pretty much.
She's but like, you know what? Shout out to you, too.
I got my money. I'm fine.
Right?
She probably is sitting on a good meal right now. It's like, this job is just fun. I'm out here to get
She's just chasing.
So.
But the whole song just had everything that was Southern California. Shout out to the 310. They made a Gardena Swap Meet reference. When y'all hear that, you saw the M&M Liquors. And I think the writers, whoever the writers are, did a really, really good job with depicting West Covina. And I wonder how the city of West Covina is taking this. It's good and bad.
It's going to put them on the map.
Right.
I know, right? People might actually visit West Covina after this.
Inland Empire, y'all.
What's that whole joke, though? Like, 2 hours from the beach, foreign traffic.
Because everyone's like, I want to move to SoCal. And West Covina, it's actually affordable to live there, but it's really family-oriented. There's just,
like more
shopping malls and
suburbs.
Yeah, it's super far. And people like to say, it's like only 2 hours away from the beach. No, there's traffic on that 91, 10, whatever you try to get on. It's far.
I wonder if people are like, oh, you about to go to the Cove?
The Cove!
You live in the Cove? I'm from the Cove! Rep your city! Like, I'm pretty sure maybe they say that, but So this show is definitely gonna, you know,
open up some map. It's okay, what's Covina? I still like y'all. Y'all have some cool, like, boba tea houses and stuff out there.
Hey, that pretzel?
Yes.
It was big.
It was huge. If I could go to West Covina and swing on a pretzel, I'm there, okay?
Right. Oh, and you know what? My homie was dancing in that. I just noticed that he was in there. Shout out to Isaac. Shout out to Isaac. You were right there in the front with your curly hair.
Dang, like, Isaac?
Isaac, yes.
Isaac, cool.
Crazy.
Crazy!
Crazy. So she gets to West Covina. She does. And she goes into her new job.
Well, first of all, that girl is still waiting from a text from Josh. Have you all been there where you send a text and you pretty much just stare at the phone, like, text me back?
I have. Y'all have, right?
Oh, we all have.
Okay.
She totally. Was too ready. She was too ready. She was like, ladies, you should never be that eager when a guy... When you're wanting to text a guy...
Just text it, then forget and move on.
Right.
Especially in that case, you know...
He, like, didn't text her back for, like, 2 days or 3. Josh. But yeah, then she goes to this new job who she meets a very interesting boss and co-workers. And this boss already wants her to represent him in his divorce, right?
Yes. Poor guy.
What do you guys think of his character? I think he's actually pretty...
What's his name? Is it Daryl? Daryl Whitefeather?
It's Pete... Or Daryl, and his real name's Pete Gardner, yeah.
Daryl Whitefeather.
One eighth of what?
Right. He was super proud. Like, and you saw that office though, right?
I know.
Super Native American.
So Native American.
Loved it.
The racial slurs and jokes in this.
They're like so subtle, right? You wouldn't even, you have to kind of like look back and be like, wait, what did you say?
He's like, my Jew.
Right.
Goes to yes. But,
yo, and he made a reference, so I'm mad at you, Daryl. I went to Cal State Long Beach, okay? Your wife's lawyer went to CSULB? You should be proud of that, or she should be proud of that at least.
And do you guys think that schools really do make you better? Like, if you go to, like, a high elite school, like she did Yale and Harvard, do you think that she's better than someone that goes to school to CSU Long Beach?
Honestly, obviously it has like that reputation and like right. You're already judged the minute you enter and say you go to Harvard. But for me, I personally think that the education you receive in any college is I think it's really about the same. I think you could have like a really bad professor at Harvard mm-hmm. and a really good professor at like
CSU Long Beach.
Exactly what you mentioned.
Yeah, shout out to the 49ers.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, a lot to do with professors and just kind of like...
It's true.
How much you really put your work into it. So it's like, it depends on you as a student and as a professor. And the name is just the name. But then again, obviously, like, there is a different level of class. I don't know. I'm ranting on this. It's a whole new topic. Nino, what do you think?
It is a whole new topic. But, you know, I think it really depends on the person, too. Because there's some people who could be the smartest person in the world, and they can go to Harvard, and they are the most socially inept people ever. They cannot talk or whatnot, and it just doesn't work out. But they're super point. Smart, right?
Clearly, we see
her
back.
Her awkwardness.
She's awkward. She's...
Right?
Crazy.
Well, right. Were you asking that because we get introduced to paralegal? Oh my god, I'm forgetting her name already.
Paula.
Played by Zana Champlin. She's actually a really good actress. Do you think that part of the reason why she had something so negative against Rebecca at first was because she went to Harvard?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Such a huge reputation. Like,
was she kind of like maybe envious?
Right. A little bit. And so then also him, you know, he thinks that if he has a lawyer that goes to Yale. That came from Yale or Harvard that he's going to win, mm-hmm. but the lawyers...
Yeah, I know.
And is qualified from Long Beach.
Don't forget, you know? She's not really stable, right. So I don't know how well she do.
You don't... You get your undergrad there. You don't get your law degree there. So he could have gone to Western. He could have gone to Berkeley. We don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever. Still.
It was also interesting because maybe she also wanted to find out so badly about why Rebecca was there to kind of find something... imperfect about her because her resume she's perfect on paper,
right?
So probably Paula was wondering, you know, what could I use against her? But then when she did find out, she softened up for her.
Right.
Before we get to that though, we do meet this new character because that's not stalkerish at all. That Rebecca just got a notice that Josh checked in here.
I love the social media.
Social media is great.
Yes. And in here, it's perfect for the young millennials who are watching right. this right now. Yeah.
Exactly.
But watch out, stalkers. I don't get any ideas.
Seriously, though.
Because she was right on it. She ended up at the bar.
She ended up there. We meet Greg.
Bar? Seconds away from seeing Josh.
What do you guys think of Greg?
He's in denial. He's that guy that's going to love you to the core. And Rebecca's just too sprung right now for Josh to see it, to notice that Greg is going to be the husband. He's going to be the man that's going to sweep her off her feet. But I just think that he's just a little bit off, too.
There is something a little off, right? I can't put my finger on it, though.
It looks like he hasn't been in a relationship in a while because he said that. And we saw in that bedroom scene earlier. He's like, I really needed this. But I don't know. Maybe more backstory on him later on. Maybe he just had a really, really, you know, like, had a long relationship. There was a breakup. I don't know what happened. But looks like he needed some loving, and he's been trying. And maybe OkCupid's not working. And maybe no one's swiping right for him for Tinder.
They need to bring that up in the show eventually with all the social media talk.
Tinder might be coming up.
I know. But coincidentally, he knows Josh.
Right.
Out of, like, all the friends that they could mutually have, it happens to be Josh.
Which is funny, though, because it is, like, I feel like it's still small, like a small town.
That's true, though. That's a good point.
I mean, maybe that's why.
So he invites her on a date to the party that he knows Josh will be at the next night. And obviously she's like, ha ha.
She's such a blonde.
She is a hot mess. She is a super hot mess.
Speaking of hot mess, let's go into this next song we get when she's getting ready for this party.
Oh my God, the getting ready song.
My God.
Trinae was feeling it. She was watching, she was like,
so obviously this is a new vibe. You get this like pop singer, Britney Spears, Selena Gomez, I was kind of feeling.
The bathroom scene.
Yes. The candles.
It's so true though. Like us ladies have to go through so much to get ready for a date.
Including waxing our butt cracks.
That was a little much, but...
It's so funny. I'm actually in pre-production for this show right now, and we talk exactly about this. We talk exactly about the difference between how guys get ready and how girls get ready. But you know what? I think we just jam it all into, like, the last 45 minutes. Because I feel like we do everything that you guys do. We change our outfits, make sure our cologne is all good, make sure our hair is all good. But we're procrastinators, so we wait.
You don't have the makeup
to the hair, to the fingernails, to the teen, you know. It's, like, so frustrating.
Like, waxing the butt crack.
Why did you guys even think of that scene?
It takes a lot of attention.
Yeah, it does.
You don't want to... If you
You saw
close,
the blood splatter on the wall, and you know.
I tried not to
see
the blood.
That was a very graphic scene, by the way.
That was hilarious. But my favorite part was towards the end when Nipsey Hussle... Nipsey Hussle walks in and starts rapping. And he sees what a horrific scene the situation is. And what does he do? Tell me, Janae.
I'm forever changed after what I just see. It's like, this is how you get ready? Nasty-ass patriarchal bullcrap. He's like, I gotta exit. This is my cue to call. This is me able to apologize to my bitches. He said he's got his bitches to apologize to.
Yes.
So
if you want a Nipsey's, you know, homegirls, I hope you got an apology.
Right.
That was like such an interesting, like, I would have never thought of including that in that scene. Like, that was so epic.
That came out of like.
So original.
I wonder who, like, they were thinking, like, we need to add like a rapper to this. Like, it just sounds like it needs a rapper.
I know.
And they thought of Nipsey, which is funny because I'm like, dang, Nipsey's really, really good at this. Like, I know Nipsey from his music, but I forgot. I think he also did like a biopic with like for Bone Thugs and Harmony, and he played one of the characters, which I need to go check that out because the dude's a really good actor.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's on point.
He caught me off so guard. It was so random when he...
Let's bring up the ending right now just a little bit because we're on the scene. The last scene it showed him like calling up his ex... I don't even know what they were exactly.
His woes.
Some of them, were they his video girls?
Yeah, he's like crossing off the list. So, do you guys remember any of the things he said about these girls, about what he's sorry for?
He was like, yo, you know, I'm sorry that I made you wear that gold all around your neck. I know it probably burned.
And he's like, I'm sorry for commenting on your fat ass. if you wanted to be a music video or you want to sit down and get your communication degree, I'm all about it. I'm like, you get it.
But call me when you can. You get this message. She probably was like, what? Nipsey, he's apologizing. This is so true.
I love it.
I can't believe that one moment like got him to apologize to all those girls. So Well, shout out to Nipsey Hussey for Hustle.
Nipsey Hussle was getting it. I love
it.
Man,
yeah, the marathon continues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if we're going to see more of him.
Love that.
Or who else we're going to see.
Yeah, or who else they're going to bring on.
Can you imagine? Ooh, looks like they shot a couple episodes already, too, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, they have. And this is obviously like a musical element, so probably some more singers, more rappers. You don't know.
I am ready.
We're ready. Okay, so party scene.
The party scene, looking
for Josh, like, left and right. Yet this Greg guy is, like, cute, and he's finding a lot of common with her, and they would totally get along, which, obviously, my prediction is they're gonna, you know, be together. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they won't. I don't know. This doesn't seem, like, too predictable, but...
I know. I don't think... Like, I can't tell from this. I don't know if she's gonna get with Josh, or...
Because Greg obviously is the good guy, but we'll see.
As ladies, sometimes we don't see the good, and we want to go for the bad boys.
Y'all always like the bad boys.
Guys that never treat you well, and knock, knock, the guy that's over there, you know, trying to be your decoy,
like, help right
you
under out, your nose.
Right under your nose is the one, and she was just like, yeah, don't care. Josh.
But he was picking up on this Josh vibe, and what do you think he didn't really, like, you know, say his feelings on it too much, but, like, do you think he was getting kind of creeped out by how much jealous, maybe? I don't know.
In between the kisses, like, I think, I'm pretty sure he was,
she was macking on him, like, crazy.
Right. I'm pretty sure he was, like, you know, like, feeling like, okay, she needs to really stop talking about, oh my god, but are you kissing my neck? You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, an instant, like, okay, thinking with the little head instead of the big head moment type situation.
He likes that. He is down for the cause when it comes to that crazy girl
vibe. He was close to just, you know, letting it all happen,
but you can't hook up with a girl who's crying.
Yeah, his words exactly.
Exactly.
Can't.
That's true.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing.
I know.
And then he spills the beans.
Yeah.
He spills the beans. Josh has a girlfriend.
Hello?
How? That's like a slap in the face.
And he moved to New York. Didn't he find the girlfriend in New York or something?
No, they went to high school together.
They went to and high school.
Apparently, he said that he moved back for her, but, you know.
I thought he moved to New York for her, then he moved back for her.
No, he moved back to West Coast for her.
Okay.
And look at me, West Coast. I'm, like, cutting everything else short, you know. Right? But it's funny because, you know, he said to Rebecca that he's moving back just because he couldn't find opportunity. So
he's a liar.
We don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Plain telephone always never works, you know what I mean?
Broken telephone,
for sure.
He's such a liar.
I know.
I swear, he doesn't want to hurt her feelings, so he says whatever.
Do you think he cares about her feelings?
He kind of did at the end. I give him a little bit of...
Really?
A little bit. But I guess we're going to find out more.
I feel like he's just, like, nothing in there.
At times, when you're kissing him, he's like...
Oh, wait, no, I'm talking about Josh. Wait, sorry, yeah, I got to talk about
Josh. Oh, Josh, my bad.
No, like, Greg for sure.
Okay. Greg for sure.
He's Josh, like, yes, you're right. He's kind of...
He's, like, just there. Right. His body's there.
Chiseled face, like, hey,
I'm here. Exactly. Greg, with that, like, goofy smile.
He's really in it for the cause. I think it was love at first sight for him.
Aww. Yeah, I think it was just, like...
I think so.
To be honest, I think it's both infatuation, and Rebecca doesn't even realize it. She just thinks she's in love. It's kind of like a cover-up for her anxiety, which actually even the real actress was opening about with her character. So let me get Paula at the party. Just, like, randomly, like, this elder woman, like...
Right.
Getting it young with the youngsters, and she's like, "What the heck are you doing here?" But then why keep calling her Dara?
Paula.
She looks more like a Dara to me. But Paula apparently sees that Rebecca checked Josh's Facebook 63 effing times.
Right. She went a little James Bond in there and like made sure to see her history. Dang, Paula.
She went in 18 times on Instagram. She's clearly obsessed, but I mean, If you've ever gone through that, like, you've checked on a person you like, your crush's social media, we definitely want to hear your comments, because we won't judge you. We've all been there. We all liked somebody. We've all Twitter creeped.
Oh, yeah.
But this girl took it to the limit. She 63 times limit on Facebook.
In one day.
That is crazy.
In one day. Like, Probably one hour.
You're right. Because how long did she spend in the office? She's like, I got to go. Josh,
wasn't even there.
No.
And Paula, you know, she caught me off guard, because in the end, she was like, you know,
I feel for you.
I really like you, and I want to be your friend. And
that moment was so sweet. Was in fact, nice. She was just like, you're not crazy, you're in love.
Crazy in love, and that's why we opened up with it, y'all.
Yeah, and I think that was a really nice moment. In fact, we might even see Paula open up about her past. Yeah. She could.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that is what it is. I think she also had a kind of a heartbreaking moment, so she really feels for Rebecca.
Right. I wonder if she like had a moment to go, like she had the chance to go to school and something happened, and then she just had to stay over
here.
And maybe
true.
That's why she, maybe she got into Harvard, or yeah, we don't know.
Oh, wow. She was like, you're doing many things that I wish that I would have done at my age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was like crazy because life is too short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of people let life pass them by.
Yes, they do. Yes,
and
they
Rebecca took that leap of faith and she moved like to West Covina. So
I think
West
everything Covina. Happens for a reason. And I think some sign was sent to her that maybe Josh isn't the one, but that move was for you, you know?
Right.
She meets like Greg, of course, and she meets Paula, who I think plays a much better role of a mother than her own mother. She's
right.
like a fairy godmother in
that's,
a way.
That's a
you
good
know?
Way to put it. You're right.
So I think it's gonna be interesting to see how the relationship pans out.
This could be more than just love. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a life changing situation for her. Getting all deep with this, you know.
Oh, I know. We're getting deep with this lighthearted musical, right? And then of course they close with the West Covina song, and Josh texts back saying, "Let's get dinner." Smiley face.
Yes. Yo, Paula could sing.
Yes, he texted back.
But y'all, Paula could sing.
Greg can sing too, by the way. He'll be singing in the fourth episode, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So any last thoughts before we get into some news and gossip?
Well, all I have to say is that Paula, you're in for a ride with
Rebecca. This crazy one.
And Rebecca, I think that she's deranged. That's just pretty much what I've gotten from mm-hmm. this episode. She's deranged.
I'm excited to see the rest of this. This was a really, really good first episode. The first couple minutes of it was already, it took me in and I was like, okay, this is going to be really, really dope.
Yeah.
It was funny. The writing was witty and I can't wait to see more.
Yeah.
I'm going to always rate Rebecca's craziness from like 1 to 10. And right now.
And in like each show?
Right. Okay. Yeah, in each show. So like in the beginning, I mean, this is the first episode, so I would go with a 10, but I'm going to be like Dancing with the Stars and go with an 8 for now.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like
okay.
she can get a little bit more crazy.
All right. Okay. So yeah. Next week, we're going to have a sign. We're going to have signs for
yes.
you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have
numbers.
The levels mm-hmm. of the craziness of Rebecca.
Hot
so.
Mess.
Well, I just want to quickly say that getting all deep again. I think I get deep too much now. Sorry to bore you guys. But I think it's an interesting point just because the actress herself, Rachel Bloom, was very insecure in her.
Really?
Yeah, was really insecure in her past life. She would just stay up all night. Like, her life wasn't organized. So that's probably why she channeled this character so well.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, a good lesson. Like, people just feed off their happiness on others.
Mm-hmm, true.
And it's easy to do that. Like, oh, I'm happy because I'm with this person or because I'm eating this food. And it's just mm-hmm. about, like, really finding that ground and saying, no, I'm happy because I'm just, I don't know, because
I'm happy.
I am in my own being. Yeah. Like, I'm okay being by myself in this situation. It's, like, it's a very high state of mind. It's hard to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully through that journey of Rebecca, we also kind of, you know, open that to ourselves, because I think, at least for me, I have a lot of
your energy
opening
is giving
up
me
to
love
that.
So that was my last
channel.
Point.
Channel,
it'd be great for us. Great motivation. Okay, I have like quick news and gossip. Do you guys have nothing yet? I was actually surprised. A little surprised to find that the ratings were kind of on the low side.
We were talking about that, really.
Yeah,
really?
So it was around 900,000 views. I think it was like
not even a
0.03 out of 1. And it was it wasn't the same time as, it was like, I think after or before Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
So that's like another hit show. So maybe I think the show will increase the ratings and views by word of mouth.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? And just, that's the only way it will get traction.
Right. AfterBuzz fans, if you liked what you saw tonight, you better tweet. Let them know. Let the CW know that this is going to be a good thing. We need to hit over the mill, y'all.
Yeah, I know, right?
We do.
And the advertising was everywhere.
There's
advertising on Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
There's advertising on every bus.
Yep.
So.
Advertising on AfterBuzz.
Right.
We had live reads.
Yeah.
Right. So I really do think that maybe, you know, people didn't get note of it this week. So next week, those numbers.
I have a feeling they might.
And it might be like a Jane the Virgin thing too, when everyone wasn't too sure about it right away. And then when people are like, it's a good show, then look, it has a season two or whatever season this is on for Jane the Virgin.
I think it's two.
And people are loving it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I think it's a slow build, but it's going to build. Yeah.
And obviously they might promote the songs more too. They might even have their own separate album on iTunes. So that would get people to.
More ideas, y'all.
Yeah, come on. We're like the producers for this marketing.
And then we're going to need some checks sent our way too.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys. All right, let's get into some predictions and find out what might happen next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
All right.
It's still fun to sing.
It is.
I
always want to get my voice deeper when this comes to predictions.
Predictions.
All right, guys, hit it.
Okay. So, I predict that there's going to be a love-like situation going on between... Greg, yes, wanting Rebecca. Mm. Rebecca wanting Josh. And then I feel like Josh is going to want Rebecca again, and he's going to have a situation with Greg. A lot of the after shows that I've been doing have had a lot of love triangle situations, but I'm predicting that, and I'm predicting that we're going to get more of Paula. And we didn't talk about her, but Mrs. Gonzalez, I think was her name, and she was the director of communications and never talked.
Oh yeah,
yes. I want to get best friends for her. Yeah, so Ms. Hernandez. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my predictions.
Okay,
like, we'll get more of her character, like what she's about. Yeah, because she's just like, what is she doing there?
Right. Strong hand.
She's gonna end up being crazy. No, I don't know. That's not my prediction. But Valencia, the girlfriend. I feel like she's going to be as more crazier than Rebecca.
Oh, interesting.
Like, come to find out, she's going to be like the kind of woman that Josh is going to want to steer away from. And he's probably going to try and get with Rebecca because he's so, scared of Valencia. Like, she kind of looks crazy. And then...
She's keeping her enemies closer, huh?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, or maybe they might also try and go against Josh.
Wait, who? Oh, Rebecca and Valencia.
Yeah, Rebecca and Valencia. And then also just we're going to see Paula and Rebecca getting into tons of late night missions. Mm-hmm. Might be like Paula hiding out in a garbage can and then Rebecca. So it's going to be like team Paula and team Rebecca.
Right. Love it.
I like these predictions. I don't even think I'm going to say anything else because I honestly can't think of anything else besides I definitely think that I don't know if it's going to be, like, in the next or next week after that, but definitely down towards the end, Rebecca's going to realize that, she's not there for Josh, but she happened to find someone else, Greg, and Josh will, like you said, like, Josh will be like, oh, now I want her.
So you're team Greg, aren't you?
Oh, I think I am team Greg, yeah. I think the mom's going to appear.
Oh, God, that mom.
There might be something like mom and Paula, like some, like, mother showdown to, I don't know, like some, like, musical element. But yeah, we're going to definitely get some more history into Paula, so I'm excited to see her background.
Let's go.
And more music, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Surprise guests.
I can't wait.
All right, guys. Hope you had a crazy time with us on AfterBuzz TV, recapping Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on CW. Thanks so much for watching. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on YouTube, like this video, comment, and subscribe, as well as all social media, that is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. Did I say iTunes already? Well, I'm saying it again. I'm your host, Kanika Lal. Follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lal and on Instagram at You Can Have It Lal. That's LAL. Or can you follow you guys?
I like that.
And it's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me at your girl, Trinae, on Instagram and on Twitter.
And what's going on? Okay, last podcast you can talk. Once again, it's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, y'all.
See you next week.
Woo, and West Covina.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz.